President and several vice presidents in one place. They're among the mourners paying their respects. Carter and former President Gerald Ford had an agreement that whichever one lived longer would eulogize the other. Well, Ford died in 2006. His son Stephen reads what his father wrote.
By fate of a brief season, Jimmy Carter and I were rivals. But for the many wonderful years that followed, friendship bonded us as no two presidents since John Adams and Thomas Jefferson.
Carter's post-presidential life, of course, has been a recurring theme since his death. A longtime CBS News correspondent Bob Schieffer covered the Carter White House.
Well, one time I said to Jimmy Carter, I said, "You're the only person I know who was president who did not consider the presidency the ideal high point of your life." And he just laughed. He didn't challenge that because Carter understood, and what he wanted to do was help people.
This is what it sounds like around Los Angeles County, with high winds spreading the flames of Southern California's wildfires and no end in sight. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell on CBS Mornings.
This is still a very dynamic and dangerous situation. And, you know, one thing that I just want to be able to get across is people still need to listen to their local officials, make sure that they're heeding their advice so they can stay safe and so we don't lose any more lives as a result of this fire.
One fire is blamed for 5 deaths. Here's CBS's Danya Backus.
We are starting to see just the level of destruction that has been caused by the fires. We've been traveling from neighborhood to neighborhood here in the Pacific Palisades. We've also been to Altadena, where the Eaton fire killed 5 people. And when you go through those neighborhoods, we went through the business district in Altadena, unrecognizable. Just buildings that are completely destroyed, leveled, some of them still smoldering.
Palestinian officials say the death toll in Gaza from the Israel-Hamas war is past 46,000, with more than 109,000 Palestinians wounded and injured. They say women and children make up more than half the number of deaths, but they don't say how many of those killed were fighters versus civilians. Wall Street is quiet today. The stock market's closed for the national day of mourning for former President Carter. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine voters will have multiple options for some common council seats in the upcoming election. A primary is set for February 18th. The ballot includes contested races on the Racine City Council in Districts 1, 5, 9, 11, and 15. Several incumbents are facing challenges. That primary election will narrow the field for 2 Kenosha School Board seats. It'll feature incumbent Rebecca Stevens and 4 challengers. The primary will eliminate 1 candidate before the final election. First District Representative Brian Stile will conduct listening sessions tomorrow. He'll be in Racine and Kenosha counties later in the day. The RUSD board will discuss potentially renaming Red Apple Elementary on Monday. Options include incorporating NASA astronaut Laurel Clark's name. The committee will hold at least 1 more meeting before a potential vote by the board. And Wisconsin health officials have issued a warning about surging respiratory illnesses. They say there's a rise in flu, COVID-19, and RSV, with emergency room visits increasing. Aurora Healthcare has brought back masks at their facilities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks roll over the Spurs.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 121-105 win over the Spurs last night, snapping a 3-game losing streak at home for Milwaukee. Giannis with his 432nd career double-double, surpassing the franchise record set by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Damian Lillard on the Bucks' best performance since beating the Thunder for the NBA Cup.
Everything starts with, you know, our focus, and I think, you know, we've just been more focused coming off some games that we feel like we should have won. Ultimately, like, what's going to give us a chance to win games, and what are we doing when we're at our best?
College hoops, Wisconsin hosts Minnesota, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. NFL, it's the Packers and the Eagles, Sunday at 3:30. Packers quarterbacks Jordan Love, an elbow injury. Malik Willis, his right thumb, limited in practice. I asked Love about losing Christian Watson to a torn ACL.
That's a huge loss. It's one of those ones that it sucks. You know, you hurt for Christian, especially at this time of the year.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Increasing clouds and increasing warmth today. High temperatures flirting with 30. Winds are out of the south as the next system swings by, bringing flurries overnight and light snow by the morning. Not much is expected, maybe around a half an inch. More sunshine on the way by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Much better than that one, except maybe for this one. Local news, timeless hits, Beach Boys, Simon and Garfunkel, a lot of Rock and Roll Hall of Famers on your radio when it's tuned to WRJN.
When you From Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. I'm Dan Marcus. And another Dan Marcus Wax Museum coming up at 1:45-ish on WRJN. Badgers men's basketball coming up tomorrow night. Next game is tomorrow night against Minnesota. The Golden Gophers and the Badgers going at it once again. Men's basketball, and you can hear the entire game, as always, here on WRJN.
At Just Brew It, every cup tells a story to warm your heart. Nestled in Union Grove, it's your winter haven for heavenly beverages. From handcrafted coffees and soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community, carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat by the fire, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It, right on Main Street in downtown Union Grove. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers Power Lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM.
WRJN.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Lots of songs you can sing along with, like that one. Try not to sing along with the Temptations on that one. I'm Dan Marcus. Now let's get you up to speed with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with another update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The RUSD board will reconvene Monday regarding changing the name of Red Apple Elementary. There have been ongoing discussions about either totally renaming the school or incorporating the name of a local hero. Laurel Clark is a Racine native and NASA astronaut. Ideas put forward so far include changing the name to her name entirely, creating a hyphenated name, or naming a lab in the school after Clark. The committee has at least one more discussion before a potential vote by the board. The school was founded in 1974. It's set to expand in 2026 to a K-8 facility. Five candidates have filed to run for two seats on the Kenosha School Board. That means a primary election on February 18th. The field includes incumbent Rebecca Stevens, who's seeking another term. Challengers are Sheb Mohammed, Andreas Mamalakis, Valerie Kretschmer, and Carl Bryan. The primary will eliminate a candidate. Aurora Hospitals brought back masks this week. Now the state is putting out a notice about the spread of illness. Wisconsin health officials have issued a warning as respiratory illnesses surge across the state, with flu, COVID-19, and RSV cases on the rise. The Department of Health Services reports high level of respiratory illness statewide. Visits to the ER are up, especially among infants, young children, and older adults. Health officials are telling people to get vaccinated. In response, Aurora Healthcare did reinstitute a mask mandate at their facilities. Other hospitals have not followed suit. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Increasing clouds and increasing warmth today. High temperatures flirting with 30. Winds are out of the south as the next system swings by, bringing flurries overnight and light snow by the morning. Not much is expected, maybe around a half an inch. More sunshine on the way by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Now, this is more than just a rumor. This story was told to me by the man who wrote this next song. John Phillips of the Mamas and Papas told me that he wrote this song because his wife, who was also in the band, Michelle Phillips, was seeing another guy that was in another band. I won't mention the band, but you've heard of the band. I won't mention the guy in the band, but he was their lead singer. And they were messing about, shall we say. So John Phillips wrote this song to make them feel guilty. The song, I Saw Her Again, WRJN.
Bye.
Local news, timeless hits, early Diana Ross and the Supremes, Motown.
Don't punish me with brutality. Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
Sublime, from Little Red Riding Hood to Spooky on WRJN.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. Stand, and then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky little girl like
WRJN.
Harvey's rest of the story coming up in minutes, and it talks about an Illinois town and the role it played in popular culture. It's on the way in minutes on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Hey, baby, the plan I saw, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. It's the one that made you fall in love with me. It made us feel so groovy. We fell in love, just like in a movie. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, the one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, the plan I saw, let's get back together, that's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me.
This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The nation pays tribute to its 39th president. Jimmy Carter's state funeral continues at the National Cathedral in Washington. President Biden has just delivered his eulogy.
Jimmy Carter's friendship taught me, and through his life taught me, the strength of character